You are listening to the award-winning podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the award-winning podcast. It's good to be back and creating more of this content that millions around the world love. I know it's been a while since we've been consistently doing anything, but we're back. And joining me most of the time is the same guy who's here right now, Jace. How's it going, Hello. Buddy?
Oh, it's going wonderfully, you know.
Long time no see.
Yes, and I'm glad to be back. Glad to be doing this again.
Yeah, I mean, we talk all the time because, you know, we live together and stuff. But obviously, we haven't created a podcast together in a while.
Now we're talking with purpose.
Yeah, there's a purpose. It's not much of a purpose, but there is some purpose.
Yes, we're going to have a guided conversation today rather than just, you know, spewing out a bunch of shit randomly.
Yeah, it'd be very likely.
There's probably going to be some of that too, but yeah. You know, for entertainment's sake.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a while since we've really done anything, and I'd love to sit here and say that it was some kind of hiatus to help our mental health or some shit, and we were.
I was working with children in Cambodia.
Exactly, he was in Cambodia. I was actually on Mars, a secret mission from Elon Musk that I'm really not supposed to talk about, but here I am telling millions of people across the globe.
And we're very proud of the work you did up there, too.
Yeah, I actually saved an ancient Martian civilization that currently hides underground. I saved them from certain doom. So, yeah, it was important stuff.
Obviously.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah,
it's been way too long, for sure. But we're going to try to continue this thing and get it cracking, and hopefully we can be a little more consistent. But
yeah, pump out some quality content.
But we have definitely missed out on a lot of stuff as far as, like, it's not like the world just stopped and whenever we weren't doing podcasts. Lots of stories have passed, and we haven't talked about it at all.
Yeah, we're just really bad at following through with anything. So,
yeah, that's definitely
we lose interest quickly in things, and I don't know if we necessarily lost interest, but we're bad at staying on top of things, and we have a tendency to just lose days without even realizing it.
That is 100% accurate.
You know, I go to work and come home and I just want to watch TV for like the 5 hours I have before I go to bed and wake up and do it all again.
Yep. And I just kind of float through existence on a daily basis. So I actually forgot that it was Thursday today. Like, I was like, oh, what day is it? Oh, it's Thursday.
The only reason I knew is because it was payday.
Right. Yeah. So it's been a strange time, not only just for us, but obviously for the whole world.
We're not alone there.
No, obviously the global pandemic is still it's still kicking, and a lot of that is due to hesitancy by people. You know, just people don't want to get the vaccine.
Yeah, we're both fully vaccinated, and it kills us that our parents won't even consider it.
Yeah.
Our sister is finally going to get vaccinated here in the next couple of weeks, and I'm glad that, you know, they're at least allowing her to do that. I mean, they could be real dicks and say, no, you're not getting it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they might have changed their mind, and they're going to actually get the vaccine. I'm not sure.
Really?
I think they said something about that. I hope so, but but certainly they're not the only people that have been hesitant to do it. And on some level, I do understand the hesitancy. Like, you know, we're talking about a vaccine that kind of was rushed faster than any vaccine ever. But same time, technology being what it is. And
there was more people working on it than there ever has been.
Right. We're talking about
it was a global effort.
So everybody was pitching in and doing their best to get this thing going.
Yeah, the best minds on it.
Everybody. So I was ready to get the vaccine, and I'm very, very glad I did. And I know you were in the same boat, and now you don't have to wear a mask when you're at work anymore. That's got to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As much as, you know, I love needles.
Yeah.
No, I literally punched out my vice principal in fourth grade because I had to get a hepatitis B vaccine. Well, everyone did. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't just me. I wasn't some perv running around. They're worried about me catching hepatitis, but yeah, I don't like needles, and I was excited about getting that vaccine.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was awesome just to get it done and over with and kind of feel like you can take a step toward normalcy. Like, I went to a bar. What was it last
week? You never go anywhere. Even pre-pandemic, you only go in places, and you went out.
I went to a bar and I got shit faced. Absolutely. Yeah.
You and your buddy.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Pretty shitty. You know how fun it is being the sober guy around two fucking drunk animals? Oh, man. I took my pants off and I was getting in bed. Hey, we're drunk. We need help. Fuck.
Yep. It was a good time.
I'm not going to just abandon my brother.
Yeah,
you've done it for me.
You've saved us. But yeah, it was great going out to a bar. And I didn't think it would be great. Like, when I first got there, I was there was a lot of anxiety.
I got anxiety when I pulled up and saw the amount of people in there. I'm like, I would hate to be in there right now.
Yeah, there was a shit ton of people for a lot of it. And whenever I first walked in, I was like, oh God, people. I don't really like being around people. But there's this thing. I don't know if you're aware of this, but like, as you continue to drink more alcohol, you stop giving a shit.
Yeah, your inhibitions kind of go away.
Do people know about this?
I don't know, but maybe they should. I think if everyone was drunk all the time, the world would be a much better place. There'd be no driving, but...
driving's overrated.
Yeah, we'd just walk everywhere, and then people would be in better shape.
Fuck yeah, they would.
We solved it. We solved the problem.
We solve everything.
That's what we do on the award-winning podcast. We fix the world.
Damn right. One pod at a time.
Mm-hmm. Pot.
Pod?
Oh. I thought you meant like... we were talking about booze, and I thought you were bringing the conversation to cannabis.
Yeah, I mean, we could definitely talk about cannabis and its ability to alleviate anxiety too.
Yeah, for some people, for a lot of people, me being one of them, it gives you anxiety.
Yeah,
I know, like back in high school days, being stoned in school, like I was just freaking out that everyone knew I was high, and it made it so much worse. Like, oh, everyone knows I'm high. They think I'm a piece of shit. I'm never going to get any hot girls. I never did get any hot girls, but I don't think everyone... Well, I think they knew I was high. I just don't think they give a shit.
No, it's interesting, you know, in the time that has passed since your days of high school, weed is now legal in this state.
Yeah.
And at one point, it was like... the bane of your existence. You know what I mean? You smoked weed and like you knew that it wasn't what everyone pretended it was.
Yeah.
You know,
like, mom and dad hated the thought of it. And like, I wanted to tell them so bad that like, if you guys just accept this and let me do this from time to time, I won't be a fiend about it. And I won't have to procure it in, you know, the shadiest of ways and cause all this unnecessary stress to the family. Like, if you just accept that if I wasn't hiding it, I wouldn't have been nearly as anxious about it. If it was just something that was accepted and in the open, it would do its job of calming me down and, you know, controlling all the different mental defects that I have.
Yeah.
Whether it be ADHD or, you know, autism, Asperger's, whatever the hell it is. I got some complex, you know, messed up situation going on in my head.
Yeah, I mean, you were never diagnosed with anything. And a lot of that is just like, it's so weird to say. It makes me feel so old. But like, just the times, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
Parents the especially. Yeah, there was a stigma surrounding it, and parents were definitely more afraid to even have their kids tested because they just wanted their kids to be normal, whatever the hell normal means.
Yeah, like, I think a lot of parents thought of autism like basically as being the same thing as a mental retardation,
right?
You know, like having Down syndrome or something like that, and that's not the case whatsoever.
Right.
I know for a lot of people, and I think the thing that really leads me to believe that I'm on the spectrum somewhere is it just makes it really hard for you to communicate your thoughts and your emotions appropriately. And, you know, I'm a lot better off than somebody who's far on the spectrum. You know, I think I'm on the lesser side of things, but I do stumble through sentences and I get terrible social anxiety. If I'm talking to somebody I don't really know, like, I really have a hard time looking them in the face and getting through an intelligible thought. And that's, I think that's where most of my problem lies. Like, the reason I won't take risks is because I'm just so terrified of, you know, talking to people. Like, and then the more I stumble and stutter and things, like, the worse it gets because I'm just imagining how stupid they think I am. And just really twist things up.
Yeah, the human condition is fucked anyway. And then you add in something like, you know, something you absolutely can't help, like being, you know, having autism or, you know, ADHD or whatever combination. Because, I mean, like, let's be honest, there's something going on with you, that's for sure. Like, there's something going on with me. Like, I have severe depression. There's no doubt about that. I have.
Everyone's got their shit.
You know? Yeah, you know, I have anxiety through the roof a lot of the time. There's a million things wrong with me, and I definitely have some kind of like ADD. I don't say that lightly. I'm not trying to make fun of anyone who has it and has been diagnosed, but like,
right.
Ever since I was little. Going to tie my shoes like before we can go to school, if the TV's on, like I'm staring at the TV with like my mouth wide open, like
we'd be snapping at you. Mom would be going crazy. Yeah, Alex, and you would go to back to your laces for like 2 seconds and then look back up at the TV.
Yep
Alex. Yeah, and it would take you 15 minutes to put one shoe on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sitting there in class, and you know they're trying to teach math, which is a fairly important subject, and I'm just off in La La Land, just daydreaming about being a superhero or something. And there was constant red flags for both of us, and
and
I'm certainly not blaming our parents. Like, there just wasn't the education.
No. Like I said, available. There was the times.
Right, it was the times, and information wasn't as prevalent. And, you know, I think we are both highly higher functioning of whatever we have. So it probably got disguised a lot because we're not, you know, we're not what you would consider a stereotypical case, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like it's a case of once you get to know us and see our mannerisms, it becomes more clear that there's something going on. But like in a passing conversation, it's not going to be painfully obvious. It's not going to, you know, jump out at you that, you know, there's something going on with us. But
right.
You know, like there's clearly something going on. If you went to school with me, especially as a younger kid, and you saw me do my little tick where I'm scratching my nose super fast, like that's the first thing anybody says when they see that, is like, there's something wrong with that kid. But if I don't do that, if I hide that, which I've gotten a lot better at in my adult years, you know, it's not as obvious. Like I can go to work and carry on like a normal person. And you know, I say normal, but what the fuck is normal? But, you know, I mean, and I don't want to make it out like it's some kind of excuse that it's the reason why I am where I am. I mean, it definitely has a lot to do with it, but the choices I made along the way were like the worst possible choices at every possible turn.
Yeah.
And that's why I am where I am today.
Yeah, it's funny because we all just every person, we're all just this combination of our parents' genetics, how we were raised, and then like our brain's chemistry, like just how our brains are wired. You know, none of us are ever truly the same. You know, no. So this idea of normalcy, like as I've gotten older and older, I've just, it's reaffirmed everything I've thought for a long time that, there's no such thing as normal. Like,
yeah,
like normal is being abnormal. You know,
oh, yeah,
we all like, have our thing.
I hate social media, but one thing it has pointed out is like it shines lights on people that you like back in school. I thought were completely normal and had no flaws, and they'll put some stuff out on social media like that you observe over time and you see a trend and you're like, okay, there's something with this person. You know, they have issues with this or that. You know, I won't go into any kind of specifics or anything. Nothing jumps out of mind, but you know, people that I considered angelic in school, like these beautiful women, I'm like, oh, there's no way they have flaws, but they're people. Exactly. We're all just people. And like I said, everyone has their shit. And some's more obvious than others. And, you know, there's some old adage where if everyone got together and threw their problems in a pile and, you know, you could pick whichever ones, you'd probably end up leaving with your own just because you don't want to take on the burden of the unknown.
Yeah, the devil you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of truth to that for sure. I mean, I know that I constantly say that I would switch places with a bunch of people. And I think if I could do like a body swap, I definitely would. Like there's no problem there.
I probably would too. My body just sucks. It hurts all the time.
God, I think that's just a part of being human. Just, like the more I talk to people, even people who like work out constantly and shit like that, they're still in pain. They're in pain because they work out.
Yeah. That's a different kind of pain. That's
sore,
you know, sore muscles from working out pain. I like that kind of pain. It makes me feel
like I'm talking like fucked up joints from like running for miles at a time.
Yeah, years of abuse.
Shit. Yeah. Like no matter what you do, because gravity exists, because you know, whatever. Our aging just causes our joints and our bones to start going brittle. There's just not a whole lot you can do.
The human condition is pain.
Exactly.
It's what our lives center around is pain and overcoming pain, you know, ignoring pain, dealing with pain.
Avoiding pain.
Yeah. And then accepting pain is a big thing too. Like there's going to be pain in this world. You can't avoid it. You just got to know what to do whenever it happens. And, and it's something that I'm trying to deal with, you know. I really don't want to go into anything right now. It would be super depressing, but I think like you could surmise what I'm talking about with the situation we have, you know, currently within our family. Like I'm just scared of how things have progressed within the past few years. And you know, it could take a real bad turn at any point. And hopefully it takes a really good turn. I mean, that's possible too, but I don't know. We've been really lucky in our lives to avoid any, you know, major tragedies within the family. And I don't know how capable I would be of dealing with something like that.
Yeah.
Healthily.
Yeah. It's true. We've been very fortunate. You know, we haven't lost anyone, you know, that was super important to us, even though I know many people who have, you know, we just had a friend whose grandfather passed, and that was devastating for them. I genuinely, like, as we get older, it's inevitable. That's just, unfortunately, yeah. That's just the truth. Like,
you can't avoid it. You can't run from it.
I don't want to. I don't want to lose anybody, but it just kind of is what it is. Like, and yeah, like, it's going to be,
I think I'll be in denial for quite some time.
Oh yeah. No doubt. I don't know how I'm going to handle it. And chances are I won't handle it well. Like you said, it's, I don't know. But
I remember being a kid and like, whenever I first realized that everyone will die, like I will die, my parents will die at some point. Like, it hit me so hard, and I broke down and sobbed for like the whole night, because I just could not accept the fact that at some point in my life, my mother or father wouldn't be around. And I still, as a 30-year-old, almost 30, I'm not quite 30-year-old yet. I'm not going to jump the gun on that. I appreciate 29 when I still have it.
Very close.
But yeah, like, it's still really hard to accept, but I mean, it does get easier as time goes on, because, you know, you grow more cynical, and it's easier to, like, whenever you're having a really bad day, like the thought of death can be kind of nice. Like, eventually this will all be over. I don't want it for anybody else though.
Yeah, there's a light at the end of this tunnel. Yeah.
Or darkness.
Yeah. God damn, I get that. So far, this has been a very, very depressing podcast, which, you know, it is what it is. It's life.
We've talked about mental illness and death. And
yeah.
What else can we talk about?
Let's talk about the pandemic. Yeah, fuck it. Let's talk about the pandemic and how it is hopefully starting to wind down.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's where things are trending anyway. And I don't want to make it out like a lot of people are, that it's over.
It's not
still very much going on.
People are still dying from it. So let's not pretend that this thing is just wrapped up and we can all go about our lives like everything's fine and dandy.
Yeah. Like, vaccinated people can go places without masks. And there's a lot of unvaccinated people that are just kind of taking advantage of that.
Yep. Oh yeah.
They don't give a shit about it, and they never did care for the masks and everything. Nope. And so in their minds, this is all over. Things are back to normal, but we can't stress enough that they're not.
Yeah. It's not done. So if you're not vaccinated, keep wearing your fucking mask. And if you don't want to, then get the fucking vaccine.
And at least just be clean and don't be in people's faces.
Right.
Cover your coughs. Just be considerate.
That's the one thing. Like, it's so, like, I get the hesitancy, but also it's been months now since the vaccine's been around. And like, other than bullshit rumors, like you can put a magnet on it and shit like that.
Yeah.
Which, again, that's bullshit. It's utter bullshit. Yeah. There's zero truth to it.
Yeah, it's just some clever idea somebody had, you know, making a TikTok or a YouTube video, and they lick the magnet, stick it to their friggin' arm.
100% that's what happened.
Lie.
It's so fucking stupid. And the problem is people believe that shit, and they think that it, I don't know, they think it justifies them not getting the vaccine. But everything's a conspiracy now. It's maddening. And they look for anything they can to you know, use that as their political agenda, whatever the fuck it is. But at this point, like, the thing that bothers me is, like, when this all started and we're being told to mask up and everything, and obviously basically since the beginning, people got very impatient with the whole mask thing. And some more than others, but obviously most people on like the right wing, politically speaking, they made it into a political issue.
Yeah, that was the stupidest part of all this. Somehow it became political, and rather than just, you know, being a health issue.
Right.
Which is what it is.
But when it all started, you know, we kind of all operated under the policy that we had to just wear a mask. And the thing is, like, nobody wants to wear the fucking mask. Like, I didn't want to wear a mask going into any grocery store, gas station, whatever. I didn't want to
wear glasses. They fog up.
Exactly.
I can't see. Like, it's stupid.
Can't but keep I it wear. On my fucking face. Like, I hate that shit. But like, we all did it with, you know, the knowledge that eventually we were going to get a vaccine. Now, when this all started, talks were we wouldn't get a vaccine until like 2022. So for it to already be here, you know, and we're, I think something like 40% of the population of the country has been vaccinated. And that's not enough. We need more, obviously, but like for it to be progressing this quickly is kind of a miracle. And so the people who are refusing to get it that still don't want to wear a mask, it's like, hey, here's your opportunity. You don't want to wear a mask anymore? Get this shit. Like, what do
How many millions of people have been vaccinated? And, you know, I know for us, our first vaccination was at the beginning of April, I think. And I didn't have any side effects or anything. Our second one was towards the beginning of May. No side effects after that. So, like, what's going on? Like, I felt a little anxious after the first one, a little kind of, like, lightheaded. But I think that's just – that's the same reaction I get, like, any time I get a vaccination. It was just because the first one, I didn't even feel. Like, that dude, he knew what he was doing. Like, it, I didn't even know it happened. But the second one, it felt like she – shoved a, you know, thick ass nail, like a rusty nail, into my arm, and so I got a little worked up over that. But yeah, as far as side effects from the actual vaccination, I don't think I had anything, and I still haven't. And so, like, and who has, besides like a couple bullshit rumors, or I don't know if a rumor, you said it was like 0.0001% of people had like blood clotting issues.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very tiny percentage of people.
It's like two people out of a million.
And not only that, it wasn't all the vaccines. It was just the Johnson & Johnson one.
Yeah.
And so it really didn't affect very many people at all. And from my understanding, most everybody who even had those issues, they're okay now. You know? And it's like anything. There's going to be side effects for any medicine you take.
Oh, it doesn't look at the list of side effects from vitamin C. It'll blow your mind.
Right. Like all the things. Fuck the medicine for depression. Like it can cause suicidal thoughts. Yeah. Like it's, you know, but we don't really, not to say, okay, there are plenty of people who question that kind of shit for sure. Who don't, who just refuse to take medication, refuse to go to doctors. There were anti-vaxxers before this vaccine. This is actually just all it's done is create more anti-vaxxers. It's just get the fucking vaccine.
Like please.
If you don't have an underlying health condition that prevents you from getting the vaccine, get the fucking vaccine.
Talk to a doctor, and if they tell you that you are a perfect candidate, you know, an acceptable candidate for the vaccine, then take the vaccine. If they tell you that there's some reason that you shouldn't, then don't get it.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Yeah. Honestly, it's exactly that simple. Just get the fucking vaccine. And if you don't want to get the vaccine for whatever reason, wear a mask. And if you don't want to do either one of those things, then stay the fuck home and don't come out and be jackasses. Just stay the fuck home. You know, I know you've got that Jeep and you want to bring the top out, you know, take the top down and go drive around and drink.
And don't complain about how you can't do anything. That's the thing that kills me.
Yeah.
You won't get a vaccine, but you're going to complain that you can't go out and get a haircut.
There's a social contract. You know, we all kind of signed it at some point. Some of us decide to forego that contract and do different sort of things, whether it's, you know, robbing, stealing, killing, whatever. There's all those things, but there is a social contract. And when you breach that contract, there are consequences, right? And sometimes you just have to work within the confines of that contract in order to continue to do the things that we want to do as a society. So if you want to go to the movie theater, if you want to go to the ball game, if you want to go to the bar, if you want to go do things, you have to get vaccinated so that you don't carry a potentially deadly disease and kill somebody.
Amen.
Yeah, it's quite simple. For some reason, we as human beings have overcomplicated it.
Yeah, like we do with everything.
Yeah, no shit.
We just got to create drama where there is none.
Oh, fuck. If that's not the perfect, like, encapsulation of what America is right now,
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, we create drama over the dumbest shit. Like the whole, I talked about in the last podcast, but like, the Mr. Potato Head controversy where, the company decided to rebrand it just Potato Head, you know,
some
gender normative, whatever the fuck. And it's, there was such an uproar about it. It's like that. And, when Aunt Jemima got renamed and all this other shit, people get up in arms over that shit.
Oh yeah.
It didn't matter to them. It never mattered to them until they're told to be outraged by it. You know, it's something that's completely unimportant, but we just have to fucking go ape shit over it, even though it means literally nothing.
Yeah. There's, I don't know if you saw that stuff about Ellie Kemper that's going on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, like, that's another thing. Like, she's part of some group. I don't know the details of it really, but some, you know, society in a St. Louis area that, you know, it probably started off being a whites only kind of thing because it was, you know, it wasn't all inclusive, but, you know, it's since changed where, you know, they accept all sorts of members and everything. And somehow they've gotten tied to the Ku Klux Klan because they wore white robes, even though they were wearing white robes before the KKK was doing anything like that.
Yeah.
It's literally nothing. It's just some fucking hokey ass little club. And people are calling Ellie Kemper like queen of KKK.
Yeah. The KKK queen. I don't remember what the, like the veil of some shit. It's just this organization that is like, it's problematic. It's deeply problematic. And it's been a major part of keeping like systemic racism in place within
clubs like that
areas
always are a problem.
Right. It's a problem, but also Ellie Kemper was 19 when she was in the beauty pageant for it. And I'm sure she had no fucking idea about any of it.
Yeah, like, probably something her parents got her into.
It's exactly what happened. Something
fun to do as a kid, you know, growing up. It was just a part of being a community for them. You know, it might be the wrong way to go about it. You know, anything that's not all inclusive, you know, it doesn't include everybody is typically a problem.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it just seems like it got blown up.
Oh, it definitely got overblown. Yeah, it got overblown like crazy. And, you know, I don't know Ellie Kemper. I don't know what her.
Oh, she's good people. Me and her are tight.
You know, for all I know, she could secretly be a complete racist piece of shit. I have no idea. But
yeah, like, maybe, but it doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, it really doesn't
seem that way. I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised about anybody anymore, to be honest with you. Like, Jesus.
Do you think Jesus is racist?
Oh, my God. Jesus was so racist.
Probably.
Hated white people.
I hope he did. Because he wasn't white.
He definitely was not white.
Knew that, but yeah, Jesus, there's no way he could be white.
Nope. Yeah.
Which means he was albino. Albino Messiah.
That's the Albino Messiah. Ooh, that is a good band name.
Fuck yeah.
I bet they play ska.
You know, if I have a band, it's going to be a ska band.
So, we have a tendency to overblow things. The pandemic is hopefully in the latter stages where it's going to start winding down. You know, it's just a matter of getting everybody vaccinated and make sure that we stay vaccinated and we do all the right steps to make sure this type of shit doesn't happen anymore, which of course we definitely won't. Not in this country anyway. Cause one of the
things is we can't forget about it.
Like, yeah.
The thing that people forget that stuff happens. They go back to the same old practices and being dirty old slobs. If we just forget some of the old things that we used to do, like, we don't need to go around shaking everyone's hands.
That's true.
If I don't shake your hand, I mean, it's not because I'm rude. It's because, like, what's the point? Why spread our germs unnecessarily?
Yeah, there are so many things that are just, like, considered a normality in society that we need to get past just in general. For example, this whole pandemic could have been majorly curved in a big way if, say, healthcare was free in this country.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the main reasons why our deaths and infection rates were so much higher than so many other countries that are, you know, developed countries, but shouldn't be as, like, we're supposed to be the greatest country on earth. We have more money, more resources, everything. We should be the king of all kings. And yet,
right, you would think attainable healthcare would be a pillar of that.
And it's not. In fact, it's one, like, our healthcare system is one of the worst on the planet. Like, we're lower than Cuba in terms of healthcare. Yeah. And that's fucked, because Cuba is worse at everything, because we've squeezed all of their resources. So
how has Castro done better by its people?
Exactly. Right. How is that possible for any of that to be true? The other thing is, I think it's we have this tendency to tie everyone's self-worth to what we do for a living, how much money we make.
And when you meet somebody, it's like the first thing you ask, what do you do for a living?
Oh, what do you do for a living? We have this tendency to do that. And the problem is, there are so many things that have become automated, and we saw what happens when a pandemic hits and you have to shut things down.
Mm-hmm.
People lost their jobs. People lost their way of life. They lost the ability to pay their bills, and it might have been just as bad as the actual disease.
Right.
Like, we're talking. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just like, the societal downfall of, the economic downfall, everything like that was, like you said, like, that was the biggest, those are the bigger issues of the whole pandemic for, you know, the majority of the people. Obviously, the people that are losing loved ones would argue that the actual deaths are the biggest thing. But, like, as far as just global impact, or the impact globally, as far as the mass effect on the majority of people, it was more about, you know, not being able to secure work or, you know, pay your rent and that kind of thing.
Right.
Like, the financial part was, I think, on the forefront of most people's mind if they didn't have a loved one, or if they themselves weren't in the hospital or on their deathbed.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's one of the main reasons why, you know, conservatives and, you know, Republicans, you know, they were able to weaponize that concern into, we're just going to shut everything down. What was going to happen in the economy? What's going to happen to people's jobs? You know, like, people are going to die. That's just going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
The thing is,
I didn't mean to put that kind of attitude about
because it's a valid concern. Like, it's a very valid concern, and people did lose their jobs. People's businesses shut down. Entire ways of life were basically just eradicated overnight because we had to shut everything the fuck down. That shouldn't happen in an advanced society that we pretend to be. That shouldn't happen.
Yeah, there should be systems in place, but we were not prepared for this.
Not even a little bit.
Blindsided by it. I was lucky to have been deemed an essential worker.
Right.
And even though I'm at work at a hardware store, you know, I don't see myself, you know, to that store, I might be essential, because without it, you know, they'd fall apart. but as far as my role to society in that store, I don't think that is essential.
Sure. It's hard to argue for or against without, like, because what's essential? What do we consider essential? Well, apparently what you did was essential, and what people do as far as working at gas stations, working at grocery stores, things that absolutely had to stay open, those were considered essential. And yet these essential workers are still making minimum wage. And if you don't live in Illinois, which Illinois, the minimum is what, $11 right now? If you live in, say, like Indiana or other states, the minimum wage is still like $7-$8. You know?
I think like Arkansas, it's really friggin' low.
So people are like working in a potentially dangerous situation, putting their lives at risk and the risks, the lives of their loved ones at risk, so that they can make $7-$8 an hour, which is what?
And the idea of hazard pay was just laughed off. Like my boss literally kind of laughed it off. Like, wouldn't that be nice? Like, no, seriously, I'm asking. Like, why aren't we getting paid hazard pay?
Absolutely.
Like, I'm wearing a mask to go to work for my safety. That is all the proof you need right there that I'm working in a hazardous situation.
Right? You know, it's so but yet here we are
and that store made so much money because of the pandemic.
I know.
Because it was essential and it was open and all the people locked up at home, they wanted to do their little home projects. They got to get materials somewhere, so they go to the hardware store.
Yep.
That store made money hand over fist, and they claim that they couldn't pay hazard pay and they can't afford to pay raises and all that kind of stuff because of the pandemic. Like, oh my God, don't lie to me.
Yeah, how many raises were they giving out before the pandemic started?
Oh, and they stopped doing evaluation like years ago, way before this pandemic. They just completely stopped evaluating their employees and like, we're just gonna pay them what we think they're worth.
Which apparently they think y'all are worth fucking nothing.
The bare minimum you can pay a person.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And it's not just your company. There are plenty of companies that do this shit, but the hoops are willing to jump through to make sure that you don't technically qualify as a full-time, you know, employee, so they don't have to pay you, you know, with raises and shit like that, and they don't have to give you health insurance, and they don't have to give you paid time off or anything like that. Like, you could work your scheduled shift for 3 years straight, right? And you're still not going to get any paid time off. Like, if you decide you need to take a day off, or like if you need to take like a little week long vacation, you're not going to make any money.
No.
And why would you take off that week? Because you need that money.
Right. Yeah. I don't accrue time off or anything. Yeah. If I want to take a day off, it comes out of my pocket.
And to me, that's all the more reason why universal basic income must happen. Like, we saw during this pandemic that if you don't have that safety net, it creates chaos. People
fall. Yeah.
There's no safety net. They fall and they crash, and it creates pain and even death. People definitely died in the streets, homeless, because of this. Because they couldn't afford their bills, because they couldn't go to work because things got shut down, you know? And it was universal. Okay. It didn't really matter what, I mean, sure, there were some companies and some, you know, occupations that didn't have to flounder as hard as others, but man.
Yeah. I mean, so many people were just hurting. And the thing is, like, if you drive so many people out into the street to where, you know, even if they are working and they're just working to live, then they're not, you know, contributing to the economy. They're not buying things. There's no trickle down effect from their spending or anything like that. And the problem just gets bigger and bigger and snowballs.
It's like, people in our generation and younger aren't buying houses. We're not buying cars, at least not new cars. There's all kinds of things that we just don't do because the majority of us can't afford to.
Right.
And so when you back a population into a corner like that, eventually it's all going to fall.
Yeah.
These people that are making money just in buckets, people like Jeff Bezos, who just rake in, you know, and he probably might be one of the few exceptions in this world as far as like, he should be hurting, you know, but he won't, because he has a company that's perfectly built for situations like this. You know, his worth went up exponentially. He was already the richest dude on the planet And then
it should be illegal to have that much money.
And then the pandemic hits and he gets even more obscenely rich.
Oh, yeah, because nobody's going out to stores to buy anything. Nobody's leaving. So they're having everything delivered to their house.
And even in like
the one way to do that,
the bigger cities, you could have a drone deliver your meal right then and there. You just bring it inside and you cook it and you're good to go. Like, that's what's happening all over this country. Is Amazon took over, has, and but that means that there's people working in those warehouses, and the people working in the warehouses, they make okay hourly rates, but they're not, they don't get benefits, they don't get all kinds of shit. And it's like, there's been all kinds of stories about people having to piss in cups and bottles and shit like that rather than take a bathroom break, because the bathroom break counts against your time.
Right. You have to be sorting so many items every hour or whatever. And if you're taking a bathroom break, it's going against your time. That clock's still going while you're in the bathroom. And now you're behind on your target.
Exactly.
You know, items. And that's not, nobody should have to work like that. Like some kind of, you know,
doing especially for the wealthiest fucking company on the planet. Pay your people better and pay more people. You can provide way more jobs. Exactly. Stop treating us like robots. And speaking of robots, like, as more and more things become automated, that's another reason why people are going to lose their jobs. Like, what I've done for the majority of the last, you know, decade is answer calls in some form or fashion and then help people with their, you know, their technical problems or customer service or whatever. And that's on the precipice of being erased as we know it, because there's AI that can answer the phone calls and talk to you, and you will barely even know it's AI. And they make it exactly, and once they make it to where it's cheap enough that it's cheaper than hiring somebody, training somebody, paying somebody an hourly wage, and all that stuff. Once they make it to, you know, where they can do that, every company is going to buy this shit left and right. So my job will be out the door. Most receptionists and secretaries and all that kind of stuff, they'll be done because Google will be doing all the work for it. So, and driving, you know, it's such a big thing because, you know, you need delivery because Amazon is going crazy right now. So there's packages after packages after packages. So you need delivery. Mm-hmm. They're already working on automated cars, and like, we're right at the edge of where it's going to be. Long haul truckers, they'll be nothing because they'll be automated trucks, just driving around hauling everything else. And then even just like the little personal delivery shit, we already see drones taking packages and putting them on your doorstep.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as they can develop a robot that can go through these warehouses and find the right items and put them together, they're going to do that. And it's going to be, it's going to be Armageddon for all these people who don't have jobs or who have those jobs. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many jobs out there right now, but like we were talking about earlier, there's not a lot of people that want to go out and work in the world in those jobs. And it was, a lot of people just got comfortable working from home and don't want to go back to, you know, working face to face. But, you know, the thing is, a lot of the people got used to making that unemployment money, and they were making more unemployment than they would if they were working. So they really didn't have any incentive to go back to work. And like that stuff, I don't know what's going on with that, if it's dried up yet or not, but I don't think that's the answer. I think, like we were talking about, the universal basic income is like, if you're going to pay that out, then pay it to everybody. And I don't think it needs to be, you know, a couple $1,000 every month to where, you know, you don't have to, like, people feel like they don't have to work. Like, I think, you know, you still need to go out and, you know, contribute, you know, have a job and a purpose, at least just for yourself, for your sanity and everything. Cause I know for me, if I'm not working and I'm just sitting around, I start to feel useless. And the less I do, the less I want to do. And then I just spiral out into a depression.
Sure.
I don't want that. But like, if you figure out what the average monthly rental rate for the country is and just pay that to everybody every month, I think, you know, the economy would just prosper after, you know, it might take a couple of years, but I think we'd get there. You
know? I mean, I'm definitely a little more on the extreme, which, by the way, extreme left in this country doesn't, it's not really, it's more toward the center globally, but in this country, it's considered extreme left to have ideas like free healthcare and shit. But I guess I'm in the extreme, and I do think that it should be like a couple thousand dollars a month everybody in this country gets. And I understand that a lot of people would just say, well, then no one's going to work. And I don't think that's true. I think the one big thing is people like shit. You know, people like to buy shit. And if you're making $2,000 a month, that means you're making $24,000 a year. Now, $24,000 a year is fine. It's a fine. It's okay, right?
Not really. Not in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, it's comparatively speaking, most, it's probably right around, you know, just above the poverty line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's enough that you could pay your bills, you could afford to eat food and all that kind of stuff. But again, it's not great, you know? So if you want to be able to buy shit, if you want to be able to purchase the new PlayStation 5, if you want to be able to buy a new car, get a new house, all these things, you would still have to work in order to achieve that. I don't have a problem with that kind of thing at all. I think, you know, you should have aspirations. You should want to say, well, I'm going to do, like, I have this. So rent's taken care of. I know that I won't starve. I know that my kids won't starve. I know that we're okay. We're taken care of. So I think it would incentivize people to go back to school. It would incentivize people to better themselves. It would incentivize people to reach for the stars and go for bigger jobs. And then some people, they'll be fine working the lower wage jobs, something like, you know, flipping burgers at McDonald's or whatever, because it means that that's extra income. They're already taken care of, but they have that extra income making, you know, 11, which it should be like 15, but making like $15 an hour, you know, even if you're just working part time, you're getting extra income and you can come home with that and you can, you know, save that up. Use that to purchase something big. Use that to order more shit on Amazon for good old Jeff Bezos to keep getting richer.
Right.
I think it would stimulate the economy in ways we haven't seen since like the Great Depression first ended with the New Deal with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I think that it has to happen. Things have to change massively in this country, because this pandemic was a warning shot. Like, that's the thing people don't fully understand. This disease, as deadly as it was and is, it's killed a little over, I think we're closing in on 600,000 people in this country, millions more globally. That's nothing. Okay. The percentage of people who died from this is still like, I think it's less than 1%, or it's like 1.2%, something like that. If it was something like SARS, if SARS evolved into like the deadliest form of SARS that we saw in Asia, if we saw that evolve to where it was more contagious, it would have killed like 10% of everybody that caught it.
Yeah.
So you're talking, I don't know, 700 million people dead. So like that's the reality that we face, is this absolutely could happen again, and it could be so much worse.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, as bad as it was, you know, it definitely could have been worse as far as the mutations and, you know, like we have a vaccine. We got three different, it might even be four now, I'm not sure, but at least three different vaccines to combat this within a couple of years of start. And like you said earlier, at the beginning of this, they were thinking it was going to take much longer. Like, I remember when they first started talking about, like, there might not even be a normal ever again. Like, this might just be something we have to live with going forward. And it still might be, but on a much smaller scale. Like, it'll be basically like catching, you know, the flu. I don't even, maybe even less than the flu. Like, it'll be less, hopefully, less common than the flu.
I mean, it's important to note, the flu killed millions of people.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's still killing people along with the virus and everything. And like, if we were tracking just flu death numbers like we were corona death numbers, like, I think we'd be shocked to see that they're pretty similar.
No, that's a big common misconception. Now, right now, as far as flu numbers right now, they're way lower, like exponentially lower. It was something like 20,000 people died, which is still too many, but comparatively speaking, it's so much smaller. But back in the day, before there were flu vaccines available, millions of people died. It was like a yearly thing. People just died during flu season. That was just what you expected. You know, it was like polio and all these other massively devastating fucking diseases that just slaughtered people left and right. You know, it's that's the reality, is something like that could be around the corner at any time. Like, this, again, this was a warning shot. This was nothing compared to what it could be, and it was still god awful.
I don't want to go through anything like that again. And for us, I think we did kind of use it as a crutch because we're so, you know, antisocial.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we kind of use it as a crutch. And, you know, we're in a way, and at least for myself, like, I kind of selfishly felt happy that everyone was now in my boat. You know? Yeah. They're seeing what it was like through my eyes for a little bit. But like I said, that's selfish. And I don't want that for anybody. It's not a fun way to exist whenever you just closed off to the world.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, on the bright side, things are looking up as far as the pandemic goes. And it's my sincere hope that this whole experience woke most people the fuck up. To understand that shit needs to change massively. And I think in a lot of ways you could say that we have evidence that it did. The election being a huge indicator. And I know conservatives would be like, well, it's an indicator that things are going way wrong. But the fact that we got rid of Trump, you know, and the fact that more people voted in this election than ever before, I think people were more tuned in to the issues. And obviously the biggest issue on everybody's mind was the pandemic.
Yeah. And they realized that he had no structures in place. And it wouldn't all be on him. No, there was no president that ever set up any structures for that kind of thing. Yeah. But his response to everything was so bad.
The sad thing is, though, and I don't want to make this into a political episode, I really don't, but when Obama left office, he had systems in place because he had detailed discussions with health experts from around the world. I shouldn't say Obama, but his regime. They had put together a pandemic manual, so to speak, and different organizations within the government that were set aside to deal with this type of disaster should it arise. And when Trump got in, he and his people cut all of that. They just dismantled all of it. They cut all the funding and budgeting toward it. They just got rid of all of it.
Along with taking us out of the fucking, what is it, the Paris
Agreement? Yeah, the Paris Accord, whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah. Yeah, it's
like, he just wanted to fuck us.
He just wanted to fuck the world as hard as he could. And goddamn, he gave it a hell of a ride for 4 years.
But luckily, he snuck the little thing about the aliens into the Corona relief bill. Yeah. Well, hopefully, we'll have some hardcore proof that there is more out there.
That would be nice. It would be nice to find out exactly. I mean, we're not going to find out exactly, but it'd be nice to know that I mean, so we already know that UAPs, UFOs, whatever you want to call them, they are a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to know that it is extraterrestrial in nature, just because I think that's another thing that would wake people the fuck up, you know? Why are we fighting amongst ourselves and squabbling over these lines in the sand that were drawn by old people fucking, you know, a couple centuries ago?
Yeah.
Why are we
doing there could be a threat to our planet out there.
Right. You know, we are one planet. We are one people living on one fucking planet. Doesn't matter what skin color it is. Doesn't matter what patch of this planet you were born on. Doesn't matter.
We're on Team Earth.
We are Team Earth. That's it. Yeah. It's all one thing. And this is the only thing we got. And we are the only people that give a shit about each other. Or that should, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and to have all these fights and these squabbles and this fucking war and the way we treat each other, and just it's so unbelievably stupid. And I hope the aliens show up and say, hey, fucking stop.
Yeah. Like all the tribalism bullshit, like it just gets in the way of everything.
It slows down progress in every fucking corner. It's ridiculous. You know, you know, the idea that we're still using fossil fuels, you know, and we've known about global warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it, for at least 40 years now. And we just haven't done anything. We just don't care.
Right.
It is what it is. There's so many problems that need solved. And unfortunately, we're running out of time.
Yep, it's about my bedtime. We're not going to solve all the world's issues tonight.
I mean, I was just talking about, like, the world's running out of time. But
oh, I thought you were talking about, yeah. Well, I'm running out of time anyway.
Yeah, no, I kind of figured. But, yeah. So, anyway, thank you, everyone, for listening into us ramble, mostly about the pandemic and the effects that it's had on the world and whatnot. And our mental state. it's
all
good.
Sorts of depressing stuff.
Yeah, but the world is a depressing place, so
we got to talk about it.
It's I want to come back. I think the next time we're on, we're gonna talk about stuff that's hopefully a little more fun, you know, things that we watched during the pandemic, things that we like to, you know, listen to as far as like podcasts, music, whatever, watching TV shows, playing video games. We'll talk about all that kind of stuff, because I think that we've done enough of that.
I think everyone's done enough of that, but we've probably done more than a couple people's share.
Yeah. So it'll be fun to talk about that kind of stuff, and, you know, just hopefully stay clear of the more depressing bullshit. That'd be nice.
We have a tendency just to, like, you know, we zero in on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe it says something to our mental state, but
yeah, I think so.
Probably. It is what it is.
Yep. But thanks for listening. Hopefully we'll continue to make content and be better.
Yeah, we're gonna bring you the most bestest, highest quality content possible. the most bestest.
We're gonna change the name to the Most Bestest Podcast.
Yeah, I like it.
But yeah, thanks for listening again. Look out for more stuff, and
yes, please join us in the future.
Yep. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a wonderful time.